You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else these songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, you know what this program is. You just heard it, right? My name is Snarf Dude, along with that thing over there. Also,
excuse me?
Also known as Daffodil, my co-host.
I am not a that. I am a who.
Oh, okay, fine.
Just like the who's in Whoville.
Yes,
I'm a who.
Cindy Lou is your first name, right?
Well, Daffodil.
Okay.
I can be Daffodil Who.
Daffodil Who. There we go. Welcome to the Wacky, Warped, and Weird every week. And, well, it seems to be living up to its name this week in particular.
Yes. Being Cheese Please, we sometimes have to put a lot of effort into finding you the wackiest, the weirdest, the warpiest.
And some radio stations actually have the best, the fantastic, all-time hits, back-to-back, million-dollar weekend, the whole ball of wax. Not us.
No. That route, we have to go in the polar opposite direction.
Which is the world's worst records. Well, according to Rhino Records, anyway, there was a two record set put out in the early 1980s called World's Worst Records, Volume 1 and 2. And guess what? This week, it's going to be volume number 1.
The best of the worst.
The worst of the best.
Or just the worst of the worst. We're not quite sure how that's going to work out, but, you know, you can let us know what you think.
Exactly. So we're basically going to spend the next 2 weeks, hopefully you'll be around next week, looking over some of the music that's off this two record set.
For only $19.95.
No, sorry.
No. We are not selling copies of this two record set.
Okay, fine. But the whole thing is that we're going to play songs from it. Some songs we can't actually play, unfortunately, because they really are bad. But Johnny Mesquite. Is that how you pronounce that?
Mesquite.
Okay, and Ugly. And we're starting it off, though, with Heathen Dan and I Like. On?
Well, I Like Cheese Please.
Walking in manure. some skunks, smelling garbage burns and worms. And I like you too.
Okay, let's go. Cheese and cheese and still more cheese. Cheese and cheese and still more cheese. Begins to sound like Cheesy Monkey.
Cheese, please.
I don't look like no swishy little John Travolta, pretty movie making ladies, boy. I don't tease up no cute kind of pencil thin mustache and tweak out my brows and nose hairs. I gotta kiss her like a rhino. They give me room at the toughest bars. I got veins in my face like a wino. Lots of cuts and scars. See, I'm ugly. I'm talking hatchet face, puffy lip zit, squeezing offensive down from the cement shoulders to the bashed up gutter cut knees. Ugly. I got hair on my back like a war call. Got a head like a slab of beef. Got teeth out my mouth like a bulldog. I got leathery gums underneath. Scare me a buzzard off a gut wagon, down from the craggy chin to the callous covered athlete's feet. Ugly. When I stomp through the park on a Sunday, mothers cover up they baby's eyes. When I crash on into the cafe, people choke on they cottage fries. Cause I'm ugly. I don't bother getting all decked out in no nifty continental suit. I don't bother dragging me no bristle brush across my unruly waxy hair. What's the use? Delicate honey down a moonlit path one night and watch her scunch up her dainty little baby doll face, watch her bleached out hair turn white. That's me she's looking at. I ain't got no need for small talk. I ain't got no autograph house. No Valentine's jammed up my mailbox. No pesky friends around. See, I'm ugly. I'm talking hatchet face, puffy lip, zit squeezing, offensive. Down from the cement shoulders to the bashed up gutter cut knees. Ugly.
Cheese, please, with Johnny Mesquite, and that's one ugly song.
I think you finally found your theme song.
Oh, come on.
He could have every word. It could have been about you.
No. No, I'm not that ugly.
Well, your back's not that hairy.
No.
I will agree with that.
Yes. No, I don't have to get, I don't have all kinds of zits on my face or anything like that. Come on.
Not right now.
When's the last time have you seen a zit on my face?
Last week? Maybe the week before last?
Okay. Anyway, my name is Stark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, that and weird that is Cheese, Please. Only this week it's World's Worst.
World's Worst Records, as suggested and chosen by a two record set by Rhino Records back in 1983. And we've got two women this time.
Because we gotta, you know, share the love.
Yes, we've got an interesting one, Gloria Balsam, talking about Fluffy.
That's coming up shortly.
Yes, but we're starting off with Edith Massey and Big Girls Don't Cry.
Well, right? Yeah, they do cry, especially after they listen to these songs.
Well, everyone's crying after listening to these songs. I mean, listen to that ugly song. I mean, did that blow your ears out, Daffodil?
I still have ears.
Well, that's good. You can hear me, so that's a good thing. Let's get back to these two right here on
Cheese, Please.
You broke my heart and you made me cry. You hurt me when you were around. But now I'm back to keep this big girl down. Call my bluff when he said to my surprise, big girls don't cry.
Big girls don't cry at night.
They don't cry.
Big girls don't cry.
Who says they don't cry? You made me cry. You hurt me when you were around. But now I'm back to let you know you'll never keep this big girl down.
Is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Thank you.
Cheese with Gloria Balsam and Fluffy, which I thought it was going to get mowed down my car at some point.
Yeah, they're kind of was heading towards what sounded like a very morose kind of ending.
And
but,
then I cried.
Then she found the dog.
Oh, Fluffy. That's what I was expecting.
And then burying Fluffy in the woods?
Yeah.
I was kind of, you know... This was kind of taking a Pet Cemetery kind of turn, but
this
it came
like,
back.
This is a little anticlimactic. I was not that like jumping up and down expecting the dog to die or anything like that, but you know, you just get built
you
up.
You really weren't expecting the dog to still to be around at the end of the song.
I didn't expect her to actually go on and, you know, just keep calling about it. I feel gypped on that song, Daffodil.
I don't, because it was horrible.
Well, this is the world's worst records. Part number one.
Here on Cheese, Please.
Which we bring you...
You can't say it again.
No, you say it.
This is why we bring you the wacky, the warped, and the weird every week.
Oh, thank you.
Station.
Thank you, Daffodil. And you put up with this every week. I love it. You know, yes. Like Roscoe P. Coltrane. I love it.
We appreciate the listener.
And now we're going to subject you to more World's Worst... We've got the Seven Stooges coming up with, well, you heard about Fluffy now. They want to be your dog, apparently.
Well, someone wants to be your dog anyway. The song is called I Want to Be Your Dog.
Yes. And, but, you know, before that we have the Temple City Kazoo Orchestra.
There is a kazoo orchestra.
Kazooed on Classics.
Oh, my.
You remember that whole on Classics
hooked
thing?
Hooked on Classics, yes. Kind of stuff, yeah.
Classic, you know, the classical music to the beat. Back in the early 80s?
This is kind of the kazoo version.
You could say that.
That's... How interesting.
That's all you can say, right here on...
We're going to kazoo on Cheese, Please.
It's the one radio show that 4 out of 5 dental assistants can't agree on, but you know what that fifth assistant knows and still listen anyway. Cheese, Please, with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And I'll lay right down in my favorite place.
Stooges with the Seven Stooges sound a lot like Peter Griffin from Family Guy.
Strangely enough.
And I Want to Be Your Dog. They're trying to sound like the Three Stooges, I think.
Yes, but they need seven because some of those Stooges are kind of big.
Yeah, yeah. And personally, I can see Peter Griffin actually doing this song. That's the scary part in Quahog, Rhode Island.
True enough.
And before that, we had the Temple City Kazoo Orchestra with their Kazooed on Classics.
It's interesting.
Yes.
I like kazoo.
Really?
Maybe not an entire, you know, mixed set of it.
No.
Kazoo in small doses.
Maybe you can learn to play the kazoo, Daffodil.
I know how to play the kazoo.
You do?
I do.
Do you have one nearby?
No, because you put it in a box after I played it the last time.
Oh, I forgot about that.
There is one in the van somewhere.
Oh, well, we're going to have to find it because I want to hear you actually play the kazoo live on the air.
That could happen.
Stay tuned,
folks. In a future show, Daffodil will play the kazoo.
No, yeah, whatever. My name is Stark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we're slowly coming to the end of another weekly dose of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird.
Yes, and we really can't. Our tongues are a little tied this week after all this weird, worst music, I think.
Yes, and we're a little off our game because it's not our usual sets.
Yes.
So we're a little confused, but you know what? It's okay because it's confusing music.
Especially that I Want to Be Your Dog. They had that fluffy... Oh, I was so disappointed on that one.
But we did find Ugly, which is your new theme song.
You're not going to let me live that down, are you?
You pick the music, I just talk about it.
Well, just think about next week, we may have another better song for me to be a theme song.
Oh, okay. Because every week there could be a new theme song.
No. I'm talking about part two of our World's Worst Record Show.
All right, because there's so much more that we couldn't cram into 1.5 hour, so we had to make it two.
Because there was a two-album set that was put out by Rhino Records, so we're going to have part two next week.
And if we got really, really crazy, we could have a part three and a part four, because there's a lot of songs.
No.
But we're only going to do two parts.
Yes, that's right. We're going to end off the show with the Turtles, who had hits, and Umbasa and the Dragon.
Which was not a hit.
On?
Cheese, please. Come back next week for more of the same.
Goodbye.
Who do that go in the jungle? Don't make me go. Who do scare devil dragon in jungle? Who do chicken? Who do chicken? Umbasa will go. He brave. Ask Umbasa. Umbasa. Great, great warrior. Umbasa.
Umbasa go, Bwana. Umbasa not afraid of devil dragon hiding in jungle. Umbasa show you. Umbasa get him. I think we never had too much experience with dragons, but I could do it. I show women in tribe. I am bravest of brave. I can do it. Umbasa go, Bwana. Umbasa! Umbasa! Umbasa!
He has gone to slay the dragon. He has gone to
weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.chezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.